The VPM Daily Newscast is sponsored by Kanawha Capital Management. Your financial life is unique, complex, and dynamic. Kanawha Capital Management's team of credentialed professionals has been helping its clients build wealth and confidence through personalized planning and informed investing since 1989. Learn more at cancap.com. That's K-A-N-C-A-P.com.
You're listening to the VPM Daily Newscast, a recap of today's top stories in Central Virginia.
From the VPM newsroom in Richmond, I'm Benjamin Dolly. About 8% of registered voters turned out for Tuesday's primary, down about 2 points from 2017's record. But data from the Virginia Public Access Project shows it's still among the highest tallies for Democratic primaries since the early 1990s. Ben Pavier has more.
There were lots of reports during Tuesday's election of quiet polling locations. Republicans seized on the news, and some on Twitter warned it was a sign of low enthusiasm for Democrats.
Sometimes the Twitterverse gets a little breathless.
Stephen Farnsworth teaches political science at the University of Mary Washington. He says the roughly 48,000 votes cast isn't bad considering everything else people have going on in summer, like weddings and vacations.
The reality is that turnout numbers are never very high for primaries in June in Virginia.
Former President Donald Trump caused record turnout in Virginia races during his term, a phenomenon that helped Democrats seize power in Richmond. Farnsworth says the primary can't tell us whether that will continue this November. Ben Pavier, VPM News.
The primary race for Richmond's top prosecutor was a sweeping victory for incumbent Commonwealth's attorney Colette McEachin. McEachin defeated her opponent, criminal defense attorney Tom Barber, with more than 72% of the vote. Barber said McEachin's office lacked transparency and didn't do enough to enact progressive reforms. McEachin touted her efforts to hold police officers accountable and expand programs that keep people out of jail. The FBI says it believes the gunman in the 2019 Virginia Beach mass shooting, quote, was motivated by perceived workplace grievances. Hannah Schuster from partner station WHRV reports.
In the FBI's final report on the deadly shooting, analysts say the gunman who killed 12 people had an inflated sense of self-importance that made it feel like he was constantly being slighted. He viewed violence as a way to, quote, restore his perverted view of justice, the report says. The FBI also says the shooter struggled with mental health, but cautioned this alone could not explain the attack. The briefing comes more than 2 months after a report from Virginia Beach officials could not identify a motive. That report said the shooter didn't leave any kind of manifesto, but it did offer a profile of the shooter and his disciplinary history at work, which raised many of the same points as the FBI.
That was Hannah Schuster reporting. Richmond Mayor LeVar Stoney is leading a vaccination effort, challenging the nation's mayors to get 70% of their populations one shot before July 4th. Stoney's co-chairing the effort with Dayton, Ohio's Mayor Nan Whaley. Stoney announced at his weekly press briefing yesterday he has a wager going with Whaley. He says he has some ideas about what he can offer.
One of our fine craft beers here in the city of Richmond. I don't know what Dayton has. I don't know what she has to offer in Dayton, but I plan on winning this, so I will be the recipient.
According to the Richmond City Health District, just over 52% of Richmonders have received their first shot. Richmond's Office of Equitable Transit Mobility is launching the public engagement phase of its multimodal transportation plan. Comments will be gathered in the community to help create an equitable transit system to address longstanding inequalities. The effort is being led by Derona Clark.
We will be ready to capture those lived experiences of transportation injustices and barriers to access you may face through several outdoor COVID-conscious events.
These Tacos for Transportation events will take place on 3 Saturdays in late June and July. In exchange for taking a survey, attendees will receive a ticket for a free taco. For more details about these events, head to vpm.org/news.
This newscast was recorded on
Wednesday, June 9th at 6 p.m.
Some of these stories may have changed from the time you've heard them. You can stay connected to what matters by heading to vpm.org/news or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at MyVPM.
VPM. I'm Speech Thomas from the hip-hop crew Arrested Development. On the new VPM podcast, Track Change, I take you behind the walls of Richmond City Jail, where I help four men record an album and hear how they're trying to break free from a cycle of addiction and incarceration.
Been so long since I've been free.
Subscribe to Track Change in your podcast app.